light, everyone. I am angry all. And these are my wolf brothers.
I'm Saw Angry Y'all. And this is my buddy, Tear Angry Y'all.
Justin's in the bathroom right now just screaming. Yeah. He's just like, I got one.
I wrote this one down. So we got, hey, I'm looking at the, what is this website? Tech Radar.
Oh.
And they have a story on the Wheel of Time season 2.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. The Wheel of Time season 2 doesn't have a release date yet. But the Telegraph India has suggested it'll land in Q1 2023.
No, we're already past Q1.
Bet it won't.
We're already in Q2.
As of 3 days ago.
But as we prepare to enter Q2 2023, that doesn't seem likely anymore. Oh. Speaking to Dragon Mount, a Wheel of Time YouTube fan channel, showrunner Rafe Judkins said to the Telegraph India's report, "There is some truth to it in that I do believe that season 2 will be premiering in 2023. I think early. There is still a lot of work we've got to do with the show in post/VFX. All of that. So expect it in 2023. They don't say that he's crossing both of his fingers right there when he says that. And said there should be a question mark at the end of that, not a period. Expect it in 2023.
This show better make Avatar 2 look like the first Star Wars.
You better lower your expectations, buddy.
What are they doing?
Trust me, I'm Mr. Positivity, but Jesus.
I just can't believe, again, my biggest thing is that we don't even have a fucking clue, you know, and the fact that.
Oh, I have some news, though.
That they don't have, they gotta have a couple episodes done. Done. They got it. Unless they're working on them all at the same time, which I don't know, maybe they fucking are.
I think they might be.
But like, if you got the first four done, like, you know, the next four are gonna be shortly behind.
They're all done. They just had to do the origins. They forgot. They're like, shit. We better do season 2 and 3 right now. So we get ahead of ourselves, and it's going to take them 9 more months. Coming out December 1st.
So instead of, since I can't watch this fucking show, I went and saw the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Was it good?
It was good. I mean, I'm not the biggest D&D fan.
It looks dope.
But they did a really good job. Like, they could have taken a couple different directions with it. It's got the feel of four people sitting around a table rolling dice and talking shit. Like, it really feels like that. It's really, they went a smart direction with it.
Making up a fucking stupid level that's going to kill everybody.
Yeah, they go off on a couple of, like, there's a couple of real fan service moments that are fucking, like I said, I'm not even a huge fan. I mean, I like Dungeons and Dragons, but I haven't played a ton of it. But I get it. Yeah, because of video games and stuff like that. So because of that, watching that movie, I've been playing the fuck out of the new Gauntlet for PS5.
There's a new Gauntlet?
It's
what?
Fucking, and we could play together easily. Like, its matchmaking is.
Where do I get that? Where
PS5, do I get that? It's online only. I think it's $20, and it's fuck the wizard.
A new game. I've fucking logged hours with Gauntlet.
The
bro.
Wizard hours of is Gauntlet. Fucking nutty. You have 9 spells that you can cast. So you either square, 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 triangle, square, circle, triangle, triangle, you know, all the 3 button combinations all make a different spell. And I'm still mastering it. But if you can master like fucking shield, fire, electricity, like if you can go back and forth fast enough, man, the wizard. I'm the best with the elf right now because that motherfucker just throws darts and quickly.
Yeah, I was always murdery with Legolas, the elf guy. His name's not Legolas, but.
Yeah, whatever. If you guys get it, we'll fucking.
Oh, did you do intros already?
Yeah. I'm.
Well, I'm, I will be.
I'm angry, y'all.
And I'm Saw Angry, y'all.
And I will be your hurtful Lonnie. And if you're wondering what a hurtful Lonnie is, it's the opposite of a helpful Johnny. Thanks, hon.
I was just going to say, you went and saw your wife. That definitely.
No, that's from my coworker, Han.
Oh, Han. I think you said Han.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you said Han, too.
Yeah. No, Han.
Oh, thank you, Han.
Oh my God.
It's good stuff. I even texted him. I'm like, hey, I'm going to use the hurtful Lonnie line that your husband said, because that's funny.
That is beautiful.
Oh, and what the fuck is going on with that Tenet movie? Can you give me like a fucking 2 seconds?
Did you listen to my Time Pop?
No, I don't have hours. And I want to. I have.
Put thank the light down for a minute and listen to Tenet. What do you. So, God, I haven't seen it in so long. It's.
No, I get it. It's just very, very confusing.
Yeah, and it's like...
So the time travel mechanism... Okay, here's my question. The time travel mechanism, the little turnstile, are there multiples of those?
Yes. No, there's multiple.
And do
but
they
we
go...
only see the one, but...
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's the one in
you
the airport.
You see more than one.
There's the one in the airport, and there's one in that hangar
there's
thing.
There's the one in like the hangar thing that's like a big one. Is it a certain amount of time that you only can go back? Or is it like a dial, like I can go back as far as I need to go, or?
Well, you need to get back in it so you can go back forward. Well, and it gets really fucking weird, too, because of the like, the bullets that go in stay inverted forever. But you can't stay inverted forever because you'll...
You can't breathe forever.
Right? You can't breathe forever. You'll go back to the beginning of time. But the whole...
So when you hit the turnstile, are you going backwards in time the entire time until you come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get back in a turnstile.
I'm just like, when he's fighting himself in the hallway and stuff, I'm like, when he was fighting him the first time, I'm like, something's wrong with this fight scene.
Well, in the whole, the name of the movie and a lot of things in it, including the movie itself, is a palindrome.
Right. I totally get that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like...
I get that with the movie, The Tenet, and I get it that he's like, oh, yeah, who recruited me? You did. And he's like, to me, this is the end of a very long, amazing friendship. For you, it's just the beginning. And it's just like, I thought that was like, damn, now I want to see if there's a second one because I want to see his story and how they get to know each other. It's like, you know, but it's like, it's very confusing. It was a fun movie, but it was just like a total mind fuck.
Yeah, he's fucking that. I can't. Christopher Nolan is just fucking amazing. That dude is. I mean, because yeah.
I mean, I think his ideas for movies are great, but I'm never like, what was the one where the stupid ships and stuff? What was that one? You know, the black hole one, the McConaughey
Pirates
one,
of the Caribbean.
That's it.
Oh
no, that one. <I know. laughs> Don't get me...
No, McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. It's yeah.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. That was all right. It's not a great movie. Don't say it. Don't
well,
you dare
they said
say
that
it.
Tenet, they said that Tenet is a related, is somehow connected to...
Interstellar?
No, damn it. What's the movie I'm thinking
of? Oh, the dream movie?
Falling Backwards.
The dream movie.
Yeah, Falling Backwards.
Boom.
Fucking Insemination.
Inception.
Inception.
Inception. Inception.
I fucked that up. Sorry.
I like the sequel. Artificial.
Artificial. AI. Artificial Insemination. Starring Will Smith and Shia LaBeouf.
Do you know why Interstellar is the greatest time travel movie ever? Because.
Tell me.
I thought that movie was about space. It's about time travel.
The scene where they go to the water planet is real science. And that's what makes that movie the greatest time travel movie ever. Like, it seems like science fiction.
It's not time travel. It's time dilation.
Real science, because they went to the water planet that is Naboo, like where yeah, the Gungans yeah. are.
No.
Right?
It's real science. What's Kitamura? What the one that he made disappear?
Oh, that makes sense.
Count Dooku. Kamino. That's the one. Nope, he used his force power, made the whole planet make it disappear.
You do not want to be around when those donuts reappear. Trust me.
You will just hear me in the bathroom. Oh, I'm cramping.
Need to go lay another maple bar.
I need to drink more water.
We're going to get into this just so we can get it out of the way, and then we can talk about whatever. I don't care.
I got to take notes on it. No, we want to talk about this. Come on.
No, we do. We do. Well, we want to talk about a lot of things, but I'm not talking till 11
o'clock.
Please
tell your friends to watch this show.
Justin's like, I'm talking till 11 o'clock. I don't give a fuck.
You'll edit it, fucko. I'll be doing Jeremy's voice. Oh, it was TV show sucks. The books were better. Baby, baby, baby.
Nuh-uh.
Eleanor Rigby's dumb. I'm not Rigo.
What site? Oh, what's that, Dez? What's Sidene? What's side R?
Ooh, I hate Turing grills.
I like television. I can't read.
I love every movie I've ever seen.
You do. My wife and I talk about how bad your taste in movies is, Jeremy, and she barely knows you. She's met you once. She's like, this guy, what the fuck? I get Desmond. He's a fucking weirdo. He likes to like shit to be weird. I get it. I'm Des. I'm edgy. I like weird stuff. But Jeremy just says, it's like everything. Oh, that's great. Until something that's great comes along. And Jeremy's like, oh, that's dumb. I like the books better.
So you're saying the Wheel of Time is really that great? Okay, the TV show? You loved it? Okay. No, I'm cool. Whatever.
TV is amazing.
I loved certain aspects a whole lot.
Okay. Was it the opening credits?
God damn it. Yes. Yes.
You just hate me because I keep bringing reality.
Why can't you just let me love the shit I love? You created this monster, and now
I don't care what books the Wheel of Time are based on. I just want to like the shit I like.
John Voight's wrinkly ball sack. Can we listen to this fucking clip already or what?
My balls have dipped in more toilet bowls in the last 6 months. I got my balls fondled by my doctor the other day. It was great. I love being 45.
Very professional. Thank you, sir.
The really weird thing was it was my dentist.
I don't know what this has to do with my canines, doc. I'm not paying extra for this. I'm putting this on Yelp.
My wisdom teeth are not that far back. They did 5 minutes on the Wheel of Time and 20 minutes on wrinkly ball sacks.
They're entertaining, and they love the Wheel of Time. It's not a Wheel of Time-centric show.
All right, here's something. I'm going to play something. I got to pee. Here.
Swords aren't the be-all and end-all, you know. I could do fairly well against either of you, I think. If you had a sword and I had my quarterstaff, Gawain's cough was obviously meant to swallow a laugh. Much too politely, he said, "You must be very good." Galad's face was frankly disbelieving. Perhaps it was that they both clearly thought he was making a wild boast. Perhaps it was because he had mishandled questioning the guardsmen. Perhaps it was because Els, who had such an eye for the boys, wanted nothing to do with him, and all those women were staring at Galad like cats watching a jug of cream. He was going to do it because it would be fun, and it might earn some coin. His luck would not even have to be back. "I will wager," he said, "2 silver marks to 2 from each of you that I can beat both of you at once. Just the way I said. You can't have fairer odds than that. There are 2 of you and 1 of me, so 2-1 are fair odds." He almost laughed aloud at the consternation on their faces. "Matt," Gawain said, "there's no need to make wagers. You have been sick. Perhaps we will try this sometime when you are stronger." "It would be far from a fair wager," Galad said. "I'll not take your wager now or later. Thump me once with one of your swords, and I will hand over a silver mark to each of you. If I thump you till you quit, you will give me 2 each. Don't you think you can do it?" "This is ridiculous," Galad said. "You would have no chance against 1 trained swordsman, let alone 2. I'll not take such advantage." "Do you think that?" asked a gravel voice. The blocky warder joined them. "You think you 2 are good enough with your swords to take a boy with a stick?" "It would not be fair, Hamar Gaidin," Galad said. "To the yard!" Hamar grated, with a jerk of his head back over his shoulder. Galad and Gawain gave Matt regretful looks, then obeyed. The warder eyed Matt up and down, doubtfully. "Are you sure you're up to this, lad? Now I take a close look at you, you ought to be in a sick bed." "I'm already out of one," Matt said, "and I'm up to it. I have to be. I don't want to lose my 2 marks."
"You mean to hold to that wager, lad?"
"I need the money," Matt laughed. At the stand, he took his time choosing out a staff, nearly 2 inches thick and almost 1 foot taller than he was. "I have to win this. I opened my fool mouth, and now I have to win. I can't afford to lose those 2 marks. Luck," he muttered. "Time to toss the dice." Hamar gave him an odd look.
"You speak the old tongue, lad."
"Remember the wager," he said loudly. 2 silver marks from each of you against 2 from me." A buzz rose from the accepted as they realized what was happening. The Aes Sedai watched in silence. Gawain and Galad split apart, 1 to either side of him, keeping their distance. Neither with his sword more than half raised. "Let us put an end to this farce." The moment's warning was all Matt needed. As Galad rushed at him, he slid his hands along the quarterstaff and pivoted. The end of the staff thudded into the tall man's ribs, bringing a grunt and a stumble. Matt let the staff bounce off Galad and spun, carrying it around just as Gawain came within range. The staff dipped, darted under Gawain's practice sword, and clipped his ankle out from under him. As Gawain fell, Matt completed the spin in time to catch Galad across his upraised wrist, sending his practice sword flying. Ignoring him for the moment, Matt half-turned, twisting his wrists to whip the length of the staff back beside him. Gawain, just starting to rise, took the blow on the side of the head with a loud thump, only partly softened by the padding of hair. He went down in a heap. He still had Galad to deal with, and from the way Galad was poised in the balls of his feet, sword raised precisely, he had begun to take Matt seriously. Matt's legs chose that moment to tremble. Light, I can't weaken now. But he could feel it creeping back in, the wobbly feeling, the hunger as if he had not eaten for days. If I wait for him to come to me, I'll fall on my face. Luck, stay with me. From the first blow, he knew that luck or skill or whatever had brought him this far was still there. Galad managed to turn that one with a sharp clack, and the next, and the next, and the next, but strain stiffened his face. That smooth swordsman, almost as good as the warders, fought with every ounce of his skill to keep Matt's staff from him. He did not attack, it was all he could do to defend. And Galad stepped back again, wooden blade a thin shield against the quarterstaff. Hunger gnawed at Matt as if he had swallowed weasels. Sweat rolled down into his eyes, and his strength began to fade as if it leached out with the sweat. Not yet. I can't fall yet. I have to win. Now! With a roar, he threw all his reserves into one last surge. The quarterstaff flickered past Galad's sword and in quick succession struck knee, wrist, and ribs, and finally thrust into Galad's stomach like a spear. With a groan, Galad folded over, fighting not to fall. The staff quivered in Matt's hands, on the point of a final crushing thrust to the throat. Galad sank to the ground. Matt almost dropped the quarterstaff when he realized what he had been about to do. Win, not kill. Reflexively, he grounded the butt of the staff, and as soon as he did, he had to clutch at it to hold himself erect. Hamar moved to stand beside Galad, still groaning on the ground and trying to push himself up. The warder raised his voice to shout, "Who is the greatest blade master of all time?" From the throats of dozens of students came a massed bellow. "Jerome, Gaidin."
"Yes,"
Hamar shouted, turning to make sure all heard.
"During his lifetime, Jerome fought over 10,000 times in battle and single combat. He was defeated once by a farmer with a quarterstaff. Remember that. Remember what you just saw."
Yeah!
Man, I can't wait to see Nynaeve do that scene next season.
You motherfucker!
I hate you so much, dude.
I was waiting that whole time to say that.
He's been waiting that whole clip to say that, that motherfucker.
Oh my
god. We're like, Justin's like, "Oh, I love that scene so much. Here, let me come and ruin it for you."
Dude, you fucking did. God damn it. I was just going to be like, "Dez, do you like it more now? Does it cooler now that you have some reference?" And Jeremy just fucking, "Hold on, I'm going to pull down my pants and take a shit all over this."
Even after I listened to it the first time, listening to it this time, I'm just like, they better not fucking take this away from Matt. I mean, A, they better show it, period. And two, they better not take it away from Matt. Because, I mean, I guess they could show him his luck just all in the dice. But if he's going to battle later, we've got to, like, solidify that luck in his fighting, too.
Well, and just the self-awareness, you know, he's, I mean, what is this? I mean, 40 seconds max? 90 seconds, maybe? How fast does he just dispatch two of the world, this world's greatest swordsmen? Even though young and inexperienced in battle as they are, you will go along and find out that these two are very capable.
Very much so.
And he just whoops them real quick. And he knows, he's like, if I don't whoop them quick, I'm going to fucking collapse. So I gotta do this.
Yeah.
And so I think the self-awareness also is pretty cool. What do we think that quarterstaff is? 7 feet long?
I think it's shorter. Doesn't he say he grabs a short one too? Like,
he said it's taller than he is.
So it's probably like 6 feet. It's probably 6 feet. 7 feet probably too tall.
6.5, maybe. Maybe 6'6". Maybe 6'6". He's probably, Matt's what, like 5'10"?
Yeah, he's not 6 foot, I don't think.
Because Rand's like 6'5", isn't he?
Yeah, he's supposed to be like 6'4", 6'5". And he's a lot bigger than everybody else.
But like, he busts both of those dudes out. He busts both of them dudes' asses with the quickness and knows that he has to do it fast too. And starts spitting out the old tongue. He's just telling on himself. And people are already like, "Who's this guy?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm from Manethrin." Like,
does he do that a lot later on? Does he start to like get real, not confused, but like really just like layer in some old?
Usually it's battle. It's like when he's in
battle,
he'll start like, and when he starts going into battle, he loses his shit. He just starts talking in the old tongue. Or it's mostly just like phrases, like he'll say a sentence or two.
Not really show off, but dude, he wants to be in a common room. He wants to be in a common room gambling and like dicing and drinking. That's what he wants to be doing all the time.
Yeah.
If it's like, I'm fighting or fucking. Let's go.
Episode 16. This was our first clip, Justin.
Was it?
Wow.
That's dope.
Because we did our 8 episodes, and then we did our 8 rewatches. And then I started the book, and then you dropped this clip.
The first clip.
Yeah. So everybody, that's awesome. Season 1, episode 16, Weasel Swallow, if you want to get the first take on this. So sorry, Jeremy.
I don't remember what I was talking about. I'm sure it's great.
I'm sorry, man.
We're just talking about Matt and speaking the old tongue.
Oh, yeah. I want to say he starts to like catch himself.
He starts to just kind of pull his hat down and not say shit. You know, he'll be like, ah.
But then I think also that like everybody around him starts to adopt some of the phrases, like Justin was saying, like, because he uses phrases like time to toss the dice. And so they'll start to say,
it becomes like a war cry, yeah. You know,
but then but it's not in the old tongue. It's in whatever they call it. The new tongue, I guess.
Whatever.
Because they always say time to toss the dice.
The common tongue.
Hey, Justin.
Will. What are you guys doing in there? Smoke weed? Jerk it off?
Oh, speaking of old times, that was from before the breaking. That's how old that reference is.
Yeah, definitely. So, two things I get from this clip. Anderman say farce, and they're douchebags, kind of. I'm not going to deal with this farce. No way, Ja. No way, Ja. You're out of a sick bed. They sound like dickheads. This is a farce. Sound like dickheads. And he's like, Matt is like the epitome of like, I guess I still am this a little bit, but like when I was younger, for sure. It's like, you know, like, dude, we went to Knight's Ferry. We went like cliff jumping. And I was like, yeah, I'll fucking go cliff jump. I don't give a fuck. We got up there. I'm like, oh shit.
This is really tall.
This is really tall. This water's really. And then like, well, I'm not going to say no now.
And then you jump in the water, you're like, this water's really cold, too.
Doing dumb shit as kids, I was always the first one to jump, and then I was always the first one to go, this is dumb.
Me too.
I survived one. I'm good. I'm going to go sit behind it under a tree and smoke now.
I took my kid out to Bridge House where we used to go bridge jumping all the time. You want to jump off the bridge? He was like, no.
No. Why would you do that?
Never. I would never. I was like, man, we used to come out here and drink 40s and get super stoned and jump off the bridge. He's like, and you're alive? That's great. There's a cop over there also, by the way.
I'll never forget where we used to go bridge jumping. There was a cop that drove by once. We're like, hey, is this illegal? Like, you know, I mean, we're not doing it now. So if it is, we'll just leave. He goes, I don't know, but wait till I leave, please.
I don't want to have to, but I also don't want you to ruin mine. So I'm going to go.
That was his warning.
When I have to fish your corpse out of the water, it's a lot of paperwork. A lot of paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm not here and you float down to the next county, it's someone else's problem. Yeah.
That becomes Roscoe P. Coltrane. Pretty Flash, get him, flash.
The other thing, though, that is really important, and you guys definitely need to take
what are you
clip.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the wheel time. Jerome is.
Yeah, that's the origin story.
Is that Matt's? Was Matt Jerome? Or Jerome? I don't think it's actually Jerome.
I don't know. Jerome is the guy who's beaten by the guy with the quarterstaff. So I don't think so.
Oh, right. He was the guy that he was the greatest.
Yeah.
And he's not we don't ever find out that he was a Galad or Gawain predecessor.
They don't ever say anything about that.
It just seems so like, it just seems like such a weird story to tell. It's so, you know, apples to apples that it just seems weird for that just to be a total throwaway. But I guess
he was using it as like a teachable moment, right? He was like, yeah, we just saw two of your two greatest pupils.
Yeah, the two best swordsmen of this class of warders anyway.
But do you need an analogy for that?
Like, yeah, he just whipped both your asses. He almost, so he busted Gawain's head to the point where he was knocked out, basically bleeding and had to get healed. And he nearly killed Galad because he had him busted and down and was about to smash his throat and was like, oh, but.
Oh, is that what the Aes Sedai's weren't? I mean, they were fawning over him, but they were also healing him as much as they were trying to get a look at his wiener.
Yeah. Yeah. But Matt was literally about to smash his throat. So,
yeah. So are they, he's worried about like, so I can't remember if it's Gawain or Galad right now, but he could be a warder already. And so he's worried that in his half baked headache that he's going to become a green warder and then regret it because he's going to have to share his Aes Sedai with other men?
No, it's just kind of faux pas, right, Jeremy?
Because he says something to the effect of like in his grogginess, he's going to wake up.
Bonded already.
Bonded to a green Aja.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the green because they bond more than one. So they're always looking for extra warders.
Yeah. They're always on the lookout, basically.
But would he hate that?
Yeah. Usually you want to kind of get somebody you're going to be close with. You don't want to just be like whacked in the head and then. Because it's pretty much a lifetime thing.
It's like waking up in Vegas married.
It's like the hangover.
You're like, yes. I like her, but whoa.
Next thing you know, Mike Tyson's walking out, Phil Collins is playing, there's a tiger in the bathroom. I am fucking menace to society, I feel sorry for your mother. Me and Vicious on shrooms, call us the Mario Brothers. Back down, we never back down. Never laid out, can't put my back down. Thank you, cigarette weed, Hennessy vodka.
Desmond's rap hour. I just paused my recording for a while, so I don't know what you're gonna get, but
something happened.
I got most of it. Something happened though. Siri kept interrupting me like an asshole.
Sorry. My apologies. I'm so sorry.
No, it happened on my end too, twice, and that's when it stopped recording. So fuck you, Siri.
Oh, you said Siri. I thought you said Jeremy.
No.
So some news.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw this, Justin. They have
Matt Shiriam Sedai. Yes.
Yes. You did see that.
I was going to talk about it at the last two weeks ago. No, like the episode we first started, you know,
I thought this was only a week old, but okay. Yeah. And it's
no. I meant like today, I was going to talk about it in the first episode we recorded, which would be last week. As far as people hearing us know.
Yeah, her name is Rima Tewiata. Rima Tewiata? Tewiati? I think she's Maori. And she's in one of my favorite movies of all time, Hunt for the Wilder People. Have you guys seen that movie?
Oh, I haven't seen it. I know about it.
I've seen it like five times. It is a great movie. If you like Taika Waititi, it's probably his best movie.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, that and Jojo Rabbit are pretty close.
I still have not seen Jojo Rabbit. It was one of those movies I was like, I have to see that with Will. And then I never got around to seeing it with Will. And now it's just like, I don't.
Jojo Rabbit is one of those rare movies that is equally hilarious and like heartwarming and heart wrenching too.
Really?
There's very few movies that I've ever been able to. Yes, it is. And all great actors. All great actors.
I cried at the end of the Dungeons and Dragons movie. So.
You are not going to be able to keep it together for this movie. Then
I'm an easy laugh. I've cried at the end of more than one Fast and Furious movies. All right.
Wow. Dude, you just doomed this podcast.
Oh my God.
They'll be like, hey, God. You know, I listened to those guys until this episode and then I just lost all respect for them.
Go back to episode 16, Weasel Swallow. You can listen through until the last episode. It's a good 50 episodes. Good times. Come back when season 2 starts.
Yeah.
I just got pissed off all over again that they haven't even blessed us with another teaser trailer. Like, for fuck's sake, keep the hype alive. Like,
I hit on Twitter the other day. I'm like, are we getting nervous yet, team? Like, what's going on? Like, I'm getting nervous. I'm pretty positive, but I'm just like, dude. Give us the origins. Give us fucking something.
An origin. Give us something.
And a quarter of the year when it's going to come out.
Justin, do you think the origins are all done and they're just waiting to space them out so that it's right before the season starts? Or do you think that they're not done?
They fucking better be. I think they're not done.
I mean, if all their fucking animators are still working on Trollocs, then yeah, they're not making any fucking...
Well, my thing is like, okay, they were supposedly rumored to be coming out, and it was like, it was pretty, I don't want to say official, but it was pretty, like, sure, they were going to be coming out in August, and then nobody's heard any kind of an update. There have been no origins, no updates, nobody's talking about anything, so I would think that if they were finished, they might be like, oh, you know, we got them done and we're just polishing them up to release them right before the show or something. I
mean, yeah.
You would think that they would drop you, drizzle you any kind of a nugget right now, dude.
Yeah.
And I love nugget drizzles.
I love nugget drizzles.
Nugget drizzles.
You know?
Drizzle all the nugs. You
know, all over.
I like the Wendy's drizzle nuggets better than the...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Carl's Jr.
But the best of the Popeyes.
Hardee's? No. Just stay
no, but no. Popeyes are the best.
Popeyes, you know, they're crunchy.
Yeah.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You're trying to get a sponsor. Good man. Good.
So I think, yeah, long story short, this is a fucking great scene. Matt's a badass. I'm so excited. I'm you know, for all the reasons, I'm excited for season two. I want to see new Matt in action, especially knowing that we're probably going to get to this Matt fairly quickly. Yeah, I think this would be a great way to introduce, like you said, either like in a healing or something, like, you know, if Matt's just super badass right off the bat.
It would be so gangster if he just wakes up after getting healed. We don't need any backstory from what he's been doing, right?
Again, I have to remind myself, this chapter is so far away from the last time we saw Matt.
But he hasn't really done anything in the books of note except for one big thing. And it's okay. All you miss is him being a jerk.
Well, and he can do this, then blow the horn.
Yes.
He doesn't have to blow the horn first. We can get him badass.
Yeah, totally.
And then, but once he starts, once he gets all lucky and winning all those dice rolls, though, is he really just going to pal around with all his, because he kind of has to go off on his own for a while and realize, I'm still kind of at that point where he's just out on his own. I mean, he's not on his own, but, you know, he thinks he's going home. Or whatever, and like I feel like, oh, fuck!
What?
Again, I'm getting it so mixed up. Like, they can't just, like, the next time we see Matt, he can't beat up Gawain and Galad, and then go make a bunch of money, and then get on a boat to bumfuck, and then come back, get with his crew, and blow the horn.
He could blow the horn in, what if he blows the horn in...
Yeah, he does, because he doesn't have.
I was gonna say, what if he blows the horn in Tyr, and he's but Rand has to be in Tyr too.
Yeah.
So who would be in Falm? Just does Perrin go to rescue Egwene with the rest of them in Falm, and Matt and Perrin, or Matt and Rand end up going to? Are we gonna get Matt and Rand in Tyr, and Perrin and Egwene and the Wonder Girls in Falm separately? That makes the most sense to me.
Here's why season two hasn't come out yet. They're working on the Matt miniseries. They're going to come out with a 4-episode Matt miniseries so that he can meet up.
There's going to be twin Matts, Barney and Donald. That's why he left the show. He was working on the spinoff the whole time. Fucking yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, thank the light. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Tell a friend. Tell an enemy, tell the stranger at the bus stop about our show. And while you're at it, give us a review. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to our show. Some of you apparently like our show. Why don't you tell other people, tell the algorithms that you like our show. That's where it really counts. But we love you just the same. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsailman. And send us questions, comments about the show. We talk a lot about ourselves. If you want to know more about ourselves, feel free to just ask us about that. We'll talk about us. Thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. If you're looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have an awesome podcast lineup. And in about a month, 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to be doing kind of a group Sounds Awesome Network recording, and we will release that on this feed along with some other feeds, so you can actually hear from some of the other hosts, from Time Pop, from All the Answers, from Truth Not Trends. Hopefully we will get a Be Brave and a That Fitness Couple quick drop in, but we will definitely, I'm going to get the crew here so we can also introduce ourselves to those podcasts. Until then, you can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com. or wherever you find fine, free podcast. And remember, he isn't that good looking.
No one said that about Justin ever.
That's right. I'm your hornblower, baby.
And if you guys want to see the new Sherium from season 2, watch the movie Hunt for the Wilder People, or another great movie called Housebound that she's in as well. One is Taika Waititi, though, and that's Hunt for the Wilder People. It's one of my favorite movies. You should watch it. I've seen it like 5 times.
Is that with Sam Neill and the kid from Deadpool?
Yes, yes.
I keep seeing that. They say it's good, so.
It's not good. It is great.
But you're recommending it, so I think it's probably in the shit.
You need to sit down with your wife. You need to sit down with your wife and watch this movie, and then you guys will both realize that I know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to great movies. And even Willow is great. There, I said it. Podcast out.
It's not out because Jeremy just created a new segment of this podcast. Since you can't watch any Wheel of fucking Time, we'll tell you something else to watch. Because of I watched Dungeons and Dragons and me and Little Man have been playing a lot of fantasy video games, I decided to get him into Where It All Began. And we watched Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, that's cool.
And the only one we could find for free, my DVD wouldn't work for some reason, is the extended version on HBO right now, which I've been dreading watching. Like, I'm all for extended versions, but 4 hours is, when you're longer than an Avatar movie, you're getting up there. But I'm just here to tell you guys, if you're afraid of that runtime, 27 minutes of credits.
What?
So there's 45 extra minutes of movie. Half is credits, because they show the credits of Lord of the Rings is already the longest in the world. Like, they're 12 minutes by themselves. And then they run the entire fan, Lord of the Ring fan, official fan club credits. And they run all, they run 20 minutes of fan club credits. So yeah. So if you want to get in on that and you're like, I don't know if I have the extra time, put in the extra time, because it's actually only like 25 extra minutes of footage. So check out Lord of the Rings extended cut. It's totally worth it. Good extra stuff.
If you really want to go back and go back to original Dungeons and Dragons, the Dungeons and Dragons 1980s cartoon TV series is all free on YouTube, and it is great.
Oh God.
It is so good.
I bet it's not.
Justin, what are you watching?
I was going to say, I just watched, I think you told me about this because we were talking about Rosamund Pike. I Care a Lot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a
movie is really fucked up.
Peter Dinklage is great in that movie, too, man. He's scary.
He's so good. God, Peter Dinklage is so great. Isn't he? You never think a fucking 3-foot dude would be just terrifying. You're like, he's fucking so scary, man. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck with that dude ever.
And I will see you guys next Tuesday. And we are going to talk about a Gwyn. And then we're going to talk about a Gwyn. And then we're going to hit on some Gwyn before we get to a Gwyn.
So we're going to hit on her. So we got to come up with some good lines like, hey, what's your Aja?
You have such pretty eyes, Sedai.
What's it like to be pushed off a cliff?
Put your dagger in your own horn box.
Put your dagger in your horn box.
Hashtag Billy Zane is Asmodian.
Made it disappear. I make donuts disappear, dude. What the hell?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
It won't make the cut. I can't talk about shit right now that I know I'm going to cut out.